Penguin Audio presents No Retreat, No Surrender, One American's Fight, by Tom DeLay, with Stephen Mansfield. Read by Tom DeLay.
There is a memory that has come back to me often throughout my life. It is the scene of an ordeal that occurred when I was only 12, yet it has become the defining image of both my life and my politics. Late in 1959, my family was flying home to the United States after some years spent living in Venezuela. My father had been the general manager for a Tulsa-based oil company, then known as Helmer & Payne, which serviced contracts throughout South America. This is what had landed us in the rainforest of Venezuela, where I spent many of my early years. But in time, it had all become too much, particularly for my mother. There were revolutions and murders. Dead bodies sometimes hung from lampposts in our village square. I even had a near miss with a death squad, and not long afterward, my mother understandably insisted that it was time for us to go home. So while my father concluded his business in Venezuela, my mother, my sister, my brother, and I flew back to America. In those days, planes flying from Caracas to the United States made fuel stops in Havana, Cuba. This may sound odd. Fidel Castro's revolution had begun on New Year's Day of 1959, and it may seem strange that planes filled with Americans would still be landing at Havana's Jose Marti Airport in the fall.